Hello and welcome back to Miami Blizzard. We are on, I believe, episode 7. I'm your host, Ben. Chris is going to be joining us later. Whoa. Chris is going to be joining us later. And I want to announce that you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, so the song you just heard was Centerfold by Small Pools, which is, I guess, commonly mistaken for Centerfold by that other band, which I don't think we're going to play today.
No need to fear, I am here.
All right, if you couldn't hear that, that was Chris. He just arrived.
Which one are
thank
you
Thank God. And he's going to be sitting down. All right, Chris.
How are we, gang?
We're doing well. I already caught them up on the song they just heard, the station ID. And that's it. So
give them the full briefing.
Oh, yeah.
Am I on? Is my mic on?
I hope so. Sounds like
you hear me? All right, good. How we doing, everyone?
We also have another today.
Yeah, it's
Addie is not here today.
It's close.
It's different.
It's out. Ew.
Well, it's Allison. But her name is Addison. So
yeah,
I feel
that's
like
true.
That's similar.
All we need is an Abison. Or,
Abison, but with the B emojis as the B.
Yeah. Okay. Are you sure this mic's working?
Yeah, turn up the volume in your headphones.
Yeah, no, that's what I did. It's just this light's on for this mic.
Alright, we'll figure that out.
Oh, no, you know what? I mixed up the mics, that's why.
You mixed up the headphones.
That's what I meant.
Chris is doing a great job, and while he's figuring that out, we're going to play our next song.
How we doing?
Waiting for you.
All right, that song that you just had the pleasure of listening to is the song "Waiting for You" by Grizz Folk. And
I love Grizz Folk.
And yeah, we talked about them, I think, a couple episodes ago, and then we did not play a song by them. So this is the long-awaited debut of Grizz Folk's "Waiting for You." I think that band name is really hard to pronounce, actually.
Grizz Folk.
I think it rolls off the tongue. I think it's well done, but written, but definitely not something that is easy to pronounce, nor should I try to pronounce it.
I think it's fine.
It's like a hiccup in the middle of a word.
As far as talking points go, this one's hiccup.
I just wanted to talk about that. That was my 2 cents. All right, Allison.
Well, I have something that's been keeping me up all night. And by all night, I mean like 20 minutes by now.
Good shit. Poop.
So it's movie themed. And I know that we have some movie buffs sitting here.
Yep. A film and media studies major right here. Front and center.
Ben just likes Wes Anderson.
So he's like... He's what like most film majors actually are.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like they've seen 3 Wes Anderson movies and they know everything about cinematography.
Like, I'm not a film major. So
I know. It's not a roast about you. It's a
every
roast.
Every film major's wrong. Yeah. I agree. I think you're right. Yeah. They're like, wow, I love the color palette. And everyone's like, do you know what?
Wow, he puts everything in the center of his frame. He's such an auteur. Oh.
All right. Well,
sorry. That was a very personal.
I have a very specific person that we're referring to, but I don't want to say it.
Well, I have
we're
something
too good for that.
For the audience. So you remember how a while back they had that all women's Oceans movie, Oceans 8?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Do you remember when John Mulaney said that wouldn't work out because it wouldn't be as good.
He predicted the future.
He actually did.
He might just be a time traveler.
Yeah, remember when he mentioned the whole thing about he would become a pig that's also Spider-Man? Like, no one saw that coming. But he also didn't say that. No, I was lying.
Oh my god. Well, I was so worried. I thought I had seen every single little bit of his content.
Well, I'm having my own future-telling moment. Record this now. It's live. Put this in the record books. I think they should do an Oceans movie, but Beverly Hills Chihuahua style.
My
brain doesn't even know where to begin.
I can't combine those two pillars of cinema.
Where foundation of this country's modern
Beverly
culture.
Hills Chihuahua, a Disney home movie about Chihuahuas voiced by George Lopez
Was that his best role?
Oh, yes. Well, except for the show George Lopez, the eponymous George Lopez. You know, like... That like the intro sequence like bro da da na 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 yeah everyone's jumping in slow mo.
Oh, you mean
to Lowrider?
It's like it gives good representation to Hispanics, which is something that we needed in the late 90s.
Did you ever watch that show?
I did. It wasn't very good, but it was at least we had the option.
You mean this song?
Yeah.
This is nostalgic.
I don't hear it. Oh, here we go. Yay. I don't actually know the words.
Okay, I know the words.
Say it.
No, I don't know this part.
Oh, so you know like 4 of the words.
This is the beginning part. This is the part you should know.
I know the first line. Okay, so imagine George Lopez. This is the opening credits. You know how Sandra Bullock walked around the Sephora and stole items off the shelf?
Well, imagine George, what movie are you watching? No one watched Ocean's 8.
I think Ocean's 8 was actually kind of a bomb,
so not many people
have seen
it. I don't
think even one person saw Ocean's 8.
And
I've seen Beverly Hills Chihuahua, but I don't remember at all. I just remember the bad guy was a German shepherd.
Hold on, should we watch the trailer and see if we can unpack any of it?
Ocean's 8 or Beverly Hills
Obviously
Chihuahua?
Obviously Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua. But imagine, while Ben pulls this up, imagine like Ocean's 11.
There's Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 and 3, just so we know.
There's probably
we will be watching it later.
So while he pulls this up, just imagine the scene where they actually rob the casino in Ocean's 11, but instead... It's to the George Lopez Lowrider theme song and dogs.
Are the dogs robbing things?
Yes. And they're all voiced by George Lopez.
No, not you, Patrick.
Where no one is more pampered
and maybe Eva Longoria.
The Beverly Hills Chihuahuas.
It's not easy to find a mate with papers.
These are, for the record, dogs talking.
But
they
see their mouths. Yeah, they're real dogs.
One dog who's his own man.
Corazon.
Oh.
Lovely.
This is George Lopez as a jumping chihuahua trying to court a female chihuahua.
A high class female chihuahua.
I'm about to entrust you with my greatest treasure. You take good care of her.
This is so weird. It's just a bougie dog.
Oh my god, they threw a chihuahua out a window. I was not expecting that.
She's at Beverly Hills.
This is the most typical trailer, and then things went south. And then
but
it, like,
it's with chihuahuas talking. Like,
oh,
I'm sold.
I have a better idea.
Take my money.
No, I just had a better idea. Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Cat style.
And our next song is going to be played now because I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, I get it now. Roses on a bed of leaves in the month of May. I think I wrote my own pain. Oh, don't you? And welcome back. So for those of you who didn't enjoy hearing about the Chihuahua conversation.
Yeah, let it out, Chris.
You know what? You don't have to listen to this show.
No, you can't afford to lose listeners.
No, we absolutely can't. I'm a beggar and a chooser.
Yeah, same here. So for people who texted me telling me they love the conversation, you know what?
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? We'll give you a link to our Patreon.
Thank you.
That is currently non-existent.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. We love all our listeners, but we love the ones who support us more. There you have it.
That's the truth.
That's the tea right there.
That's the tea. Oh, and yeah.
Facts.
So thank you. In other local news,
local. My friend is in India for the month. And
how's that going?
Very exciting.
He got bitten by a street dog today.
Street dog.
Street dog. It was a rat dog. but anyways, the street dog bit him. And since the street dog in India and rabies isn't like fully solved there.
Rabies is not fully solved anywhere, yeah, I'd like to be. Yeah.
But anyways, in Jodhpur, it's a problem, apparently. So I had to get a rabies vaccination. And just imagine walking down the street and just a rabid dog attacks you. So that's what happened to him. And so he has to take like rabies shots regularly until like September. So pretty wild stuff.
That's not good.
Yeah.
You do not want that. However, if you were in America, there are fewer than 1,000 U.S. cases per year.
Oh.
Mm.
So I had a little run-in with the rabies myself. Yeah. So I'll tell a story. I was at my friend's barn, and we were inside of the barn, and all of a sudden, an animal comes like fluttering out so quickly from this dark barn, and I didn't see what it was, and I was like, cool, I have rabies. So I get home like 3 days later. And I called my grandpa, who did a lot of work in California with rabies, and I was like, hey, am I going to die? Because it, like, can take a long time to show up, and once it does, it's irreversible, and you have to treat it within 24 hours, otherwise you're screwed. And he was like, maybe. Did it bite you? And I said, no. He says, well, actually, I thought about it more, and it doesn't. If it's a bat, it doesn't have to bite you. It could just breathe on you. And if you inhale its saliva, that would be enough.
That's pretty kinky.
So I thought that maybe I had rabies and was going to die, and it was going to like show up and be irreversible for like a long time.
Yeah.
And so far it hasn't, but I'm still a little worried about it.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little scary.
Yeah. Those kinds of things are crazy. Something crazy happened to me is Sunday, I went for a hike, and then we went for a swim. I was with some friends, one of whom was from out of town, I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, and yeah, this is good.
This is a wild story. And then we were jumping into a lake, and she decided to dive into the lake instead of doing like a cannonball or a pencil dive or something safer. And she dove, and she hit her face on a rock, as one does. And
what? You okay?
Your mic might have been off for that whole thing. I'm so sorry.
You turned my mic off?
No, I didn't turn it off. It was off, and it didn't turn my
mic off. Wow, talk about a bad DJ over here. Look, sounds like I need to get in the director's chair right now.
You want to?
Yeah, because clearly you are incapable.
When we're back,
I'll tell the story without my mic being muted.
That'd be a good time.
That's a bingo.
I was wondering why I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I was wondering why I couldn't hear me.
I turned the volume all the way up.
Amazing. All right, put on the song, Chief.
All right, we're going to play one more song.
Man, I give this DJ like a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, really get him on the Yelp review.
Yeah.
Focus on you in the light. It helps me feel my emotions. Why are we at such a distance? Find ourselves so out of frame. This love stay calm in the night. Yeah, help me heal and reopen. Why are we drifting away from everything we wanted to save? I told you I'd be down forever. Loving you is danger, but it don't feel wrong. It's old news, I should look for better. Falling back to strangers, leave me hanging on. Flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time. Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine.
Your face became all I know. I tried a picture and at the why are we praying the edge is making me feel I'm to blame. I wanna know what's the deal. Where have you been and what do you think of me? Is there a new girl silently screaming in name? I told you I'd be down forever. Loving you is danger, but it don't feel wrong. It's old news, I should look for better. Falling back to strangers, leave me hanging on.
You leave me hanging on. Flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time. Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine. Told you I'd be down forever. Loving you is danger, but it don't feel wrong. It's old news, I should look for better. Falling back to strangers, leave me hanging on.
See, I don't know better than to give up on loving. Why am I still holding on? I'm still holding on.
And I'm way too honest and you make me want it. Lying alone all night long, alone all night long. When flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time.
Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine.
Flare guns go off in my head, saying not to call you this late. Still I doubt those numbers every time.
Still I doubt those numbers every time.
Why do I replay those messages that you left at the tone last May? Slowly wishing you were never mine.
Slowly wishing you.
All right, welcome back.
And we are back. Welcome back to WMFO, Miami Blizzard.
We would like to say hello to a few of our listeners out there today. So we'll start with Addie. Thank you. Although you couldn't be here in person for, I don't know why. Yeah.
Babysitting. Shout out. Babysitting. What are the, Trevor and Joan, I think, are their names.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you so much for listening.
If not, let us know. We can correct that.
And
who else
also
is listening? Well,
Emma,
Allison, our guest star, obviously.
Yeah, well, she's here.
Say hi.
Hello.
And we also have Emma, Allison, a different Allison with one L.
Who's different Allison? Tilton?
No. That would be Allison, Emma's friend. And then
who's Owen, Allison, Emma's friend?
They are in an internship together. They do
geology.
They do geology.
Oh my God. Guys, wait. Rapid fire. Everyone, it's list Toby your favorite Price. Rock. Mine is, Toby and Jonah. My
yeah,
bad.
Toby and Jonah.
Hi, Toby and Jonah.
Hello, Toby and Jonah.
Say hi to Toby
hi,
and
Toby
Jonah.
Hi, Toby and Jonah.
Yeah, come on. What are you doing?
So we have this Allison, and then we have Emma, and then her friend Allison. And so they're geology majors, for those of you that don't know. And so I feel like we should list our favorite kind of rocks.
I think we should talk about rocks for a while.
Like, for way too long.
Like, so long it's alienating to the rest of the
My
audience.
My favorite kind of rock is granite shale.
I like igneous.
I like Cretaceous.
Sandstone is a lovely texture.
Sandstone is a really good Minecraft rock.
You're right.
Yeah, I like video games, but also, I don't know. Can we play Fortnite later?
No.
Aww.
I need to help you. Let me help you. Help me help you.
Help yourself. Okay, that's
help you.
No.
Help yourself.
Pero stop. Ahora.
Pero like, why?
Who else is listening? Rafi? Well, my dad, Jorge Duyos, is listening.
Jorge Duyos is here.
Always a welcome presence.
I think exclusively just to roast
my aunt
Yee
is listening. Iliana from Miami.
Hello.
Hi, Yee.
Thank you so much. Wow, we're really building up.
We're really building up a fan base. I think
We should definitely.
I like
order
my
some
dad
merch.
Found out I had this radio show, and I think like half my extended family listened to the show last week, and I guess now this week. So
if you'd,
it's
if
always
you'd
a good
like,
time.
If you'd like some merch, please call in right now and tell us what
we don't have
merch
any
you want
merch. I would love, but we're open to suggestions. Maybe like a Google form or something.
Yeah, no. Call in.
Some stickers.
The number
we gotta
would
make
be 855-915-9636.
Repeat that for the audience.
That would be 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO. Please call in. If you want merch, let us know. We are gonna create promos.
I want some stickers.
Merch.
I
some
want
stickers. I think
some stickers for next semester.
For the laptops.
Laptops, water bottles. Here at Tufts, it's like a big thing, you know? Everyone wants the stickers. I love stickers. For like the backpack,
I'm not really
maybe.
I'm not
really
a
backpack
like,
button.
Like I'm just always like the little pins.
Yeah.
I always feel like safety hazard. Yeah.
What if it stabs someone?
I like my.
It's an impromptu weapon.
What if someone
think about
eats
it like
it?
That.
I like stickers.
No, impromptu
what if someone
acupuncture.
Wants to do home piercings.
Oh, I don't like acupuncture.
I have a friend of mine who I'm confident isn't listening, and I won't name by name, so I feel okay saying this, who tried acupuncture for acne.
Oh, I've done that.
Does that science?
I've done that.
Make sense?
It hurt.
I don't know what to think about that.
It didn't work.
I don't think there's science there. I think. I don't know.
I don't know anything about acupuncture.
Like
I just know
like,
they do it at spas, but it seems kind
of
scary.
Acne with my spirits. That's what I think.
I don't think that's how acupuncture works.
No,
but
that's.
Okay, bucket hats for merch.
Bucket hats, that wasn't a call, but I like it.
It's the bucket hat renaissance right now these past few years.
It has been the highest point for bucket hats in the world. I can think of a time period where it was more...
The only other demographic it works for is like grandpas who like to fish.
Well, how do you feel about fanny packs?
Fanny packs?
Or are they overrated?
Fanny packs were a thing.
Is
like
80s
moms.
Became a thing again.
We're getting a call. How do I do this again?
Oh, you don't have
a call. All
right, I'll do it.
Wait, no. Show me.
Watch my fingers. I don't know who it is, though. Hello?
Hello? Who is this? Hello, caller.
Turn it up.
Can you hear them?
Hello?
How do we turn this up?
Really speak into the mic.
Hi.
Hello, Emma.
Is this Emma?
Hi, Allison.
Oh my God! Look at this.
All right,
how are we doing, Emma?
Caller, speak really closely into the microphone, please.
Yeah.
Hi.
Who's the other person?
Chris. We announced. All right. So
I heard Allison.
I heard Owen. I said Owen.
I didn't hear about Owen.
Yes.
Oh, welcome, Owen and
Hello.
Allison.
All right, what a game. L.
We were talking about rocks, so I guess you guys would know.
Yeah. List us your favorite rocks right now.
Ours. Me and Emma both really like granite shale.
Oh, I love granite shale.
A fan favorite.
For the record, it's a made up rock, but I say it's a real rock because it annoys Emma because she's like a diehard geology major.
But me and Emma really like that one.
I love to hear
merch.
That. Some merch.
What would you prefer?
Socks?
Oh. Like Pizza Day socks.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. We could definitely work on getting some socks. Some custom ink.
Socks could be good.
Yeah. We need a trippy logo.
Okay, I have a logo.
I had a good one, but you rejected it.
I did not like it. I just think it needed some nuance and some flavor. Wait, okay.
Yours would be worse. You're colorblind.
I want to ask questions Thank you. I want to ask questions that only people who are out in the field doing rock stuff can answer.
Yeah, okay.
What rock am I thinking of?
Wait, hello, yes
is not an answer to what kind of
rock he's been thinking about. And that would be the wrong rock.
Are we on air?
Yes, you guys are on air.
There are millions of listeners listening to you right now.
You're going to be the first broadcast aliens here.
Okay, Ben's question. Repeat the question for them.
What rock am I thinking of right now?
A shit.
Caller, please try not to swear.
What?
Is it metamorphic?
No, it's not a genre rock. Of rock. It's a rock specifically.
I'm saying,
oh
my God.
Oh, you were guessing. I understand. I actually couldn't.
They're like cracking under the pressure of all 12 listeners, of which there are like four.
I could not tell you if it's metamorphic or not.
I think
it might be.
Is it shiny?
Oh, it's
shiny. Like the song from Moana, like with the crab.
With who? Speaking of rocks.
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Is that The Rock you're thinking of?
Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. Okay,
I wish I was thinking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I wasn't, though.
That's Are you not constantly thinking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
This is the one moment in my entire life that I haven't been thinking about it. Keep going. Keep guessing.
Okay.
Is it Micah?
Okay.
The most commonly known shiny rock.
Which is also found in many computers and cosmetics.
Quartz. You got it. Wow.
Oh. Raspberry quartz is like red quartz. I'm a fan of that one.
Okay,
I had a rock collecting kick when I was little.
I also did, but I didn't know anything about them.
I just knew they were shiny.
All I found in my backyard were the rocks that we bought at the Home Depot a few weeks before, and I thought I had discovered them.
Who buys rocks at Home Depot?
Someone with a drought-tolerant garden, Ben.
I guess that's
the fieldworks people love that joke.
Meanwhile, here at our station, crickets.
Absolutely crickets.
Well, I have my audience.
Yeah, you can make a geology theme show next semester, maybe. Allison and Rocks. A spinoff of Miami Blizzard.
I'll tweet at Dwayne, and I'll ask how many retweets it'll take to get him on the show. And then you'll all be sorry.
More than you could buy.
We could feature a different rock every week.
Oh, Emma's like down for this.
Emma, do you want to start a radio show?
I'm over it. Yeah. I'm over the rocks.
I'm the most over rocks.
Ben, you're never over it. Stop.
Ooh, got him.
I got demolished. Okay, thank you, caller, for joining in.
Yeah.
Do you have a song request for us?
Do we have a song request? Ooh.
Nothing explicit.
Keep it PG.
PG over here at WFO.
Toby
and PG. I am a rock by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yes, I was actually going to play some Simon and Garfunkel. Yes,
all right,
of course.
You surprisingly
I'm a goofy goober.
Got it to work. Is that their song?
No, but I just felt like saying that.
Okay, that makes sense. I get it. Okay, we're going to play your song.
All right. Hear my song request, though.
Yes,
it's about to be played.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Emma. See you Thursday. Bye, Owen and Allison.
Goodbye, Owen and Allison.
Bye,
Thank
Owen
you for
and
calling
Allison
in.
And Emma.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So here is I Am a Rock by Simon and Garfunkel. Which one is it? Is it Ox? Are we on Ox 1 or 2?
Ox 2.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that little miss up.
A winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. Build walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
costume.
And we are back. Welcome back to WMFO.
Oh, we are back to WMFO. I forgot to turn on my mic.
Okay.
But like, I did it to myself for like 1 second. Right. Welcome back to WMFO.
You never told your story.
I didn't tell my story.
Your story.
So,
gather around.
Don't
the
dive into lakes, kids. That's just my message of today. That's the moral.
That was a good story. Mr.
Duyos' neighborhood. Get it instead of like Mr. Rogers. Like, I actually never watched the show or
you
the movie about it.
Either.
So actually, don't. I know nothing about it except he's like a nice guy.
I know surprisingly little.
Anyways.
Entonces.
So I went for a hike the other day with some friends. One of them, she hasn't been at Tufts for a long time. She transferred to a different school. We hiked, we got to a lake, and we're like, oh, let's swim in the lake. And then we got to a rock in the lake, and she was like, oh, let's jump off it. And I was like, okay. And I assumed she was going to do like a safer dive. No, not a flip. A safe dive. Like a cannonball
or a gently stepping into the water and feeling it out slowly.
Or just feeling it out. Instead, she's a swimmer at her school, St. Olaf.
No.
And she did a majestic dive into the lake. And I was like, wow, good for him. But then on second thought, I was like, I remember seeing all those pool signs that say you can't dive into like shallow pools because then you'll hit your face on the bottom. And that's exactly what happened. She came up and there was like it was like very bloody and stuff. And it was a crazy time. We had to take her to the hospital. They needed to get a plastic surgeon, and it took like 10 hours for the plastic surgeon to show up because they needed to do special stitches that were delicate, because if a normal surgeon did it, then like it would leave scarring, and it was a whole thing, you know? And we were just like in the hospital for so long, and it was just like it was a saga, you know? So yeah, the moral of today's story is just be safe. Don't dive into lakes.
All right, while we're on the topic of teaching people.
My biggest fear about lakes, actually, leeches.
Loch Ness Monster. Oh.
Leeches are fine.
Leeches terrify me.
Leeches do nothing.
People do it for medical practices.
Yeah, I know, but
leeches are like
I want to like agree to have leeches put on me.
Even if, theoretically,
I don't think I do.
Leeches
but
are
I don't
icky,
want them involuntarily
totally
just to like swim
done.
Over to me.
That is fair.
Leeches are just fat mosquitoes.
Aquatic mosquito worms.
They're like the submarine sandwich of the mosquito world.
So if mosquitoes are like the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds of Beatles songs, they're like an octopus's garden.
Ah.
Or Yellow Submarine.
That's even better.
Oh.
In the town. Oh, I feel like we got to play that in a bit then. All right.
Yeah. Should we do a PSA? Should we show people?
We'll do a PSA in a bit. I got to brainstorm what accent I want to do today.
All right, can I see the booklet?
You can pick one out for me, but don't make it too long.
For our new listeners, we are going to be doing...
No, we'll explain it before we do it.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, any...
Well...
Yeah, tell me something about your weekend or week or something. You guys did a lot. You saw snow leopards, right? That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We went to the Stone Zoo.
Tell me about these like, leopards. I know you saw, like, a bald eagle and, like, panda bears and all this crazy stuff.
So
I want to hear about it.
The leopards apparently are full-grown leopards now. Not probably in maturity, but in terms of size, yes, they're full grown.
Oh, okay.
Maturity, I mean like brain maturity, Chris.
Yeah.
And we saw some really cool snakes, and I learned that Ben is afraid of both snakes and tarantulas because he refused to look at both of them.
That's a bit excessive, but like those are very understandable fears, I would say.
They're very cool animals. We also saw a bald eagle. That was really cool.
God bless America. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Among predator birds flew over our heads. That was really cool.
That's really cool. I like those kinds of birds.
We fed a parrot $1, and it put it into a box for donations.
That's really... Wait, so
but
like...
But then I felt bad.
It like just had it in its mouth?
You know how they feed little baby birds?
Yeah.
By like eating it and then throwing it back up into the mouth of that bird? It did that.
Ben, you gotta get closer to the mic.
It pulverized.
I'd expect you to know better.
It pulverized the entire dollar bill.
And then spit it into the box.
And reconstituted it when it threw it back up.
Is that is that admissible at like a bank? I mean, it's just covered in
over 51% of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, so my problem is, this is something I was worried about, but I brought up to no one because I didn't know who would respond to it, is dollars are disgusting. You don't know where that's been. There are so many germs on it.
I know where my dollars are going to go. Into a bank account or my 401k.
Empty my bank account.
Did you think it was... Wow. Disgusting.
So, I felt so bad for this bird. They must spend so much on medical costs because there are so many germs on a dollar bill. and then the germs go into the bird's mouth, and the bird doesn't wash its mouth.
I don't. They might give it like parrot mouthwash. I know, like for dogs, you can give them dog bones.
They
that
do
have,
not.
Like, mints.
Okay, I know. I have no reason to know thing. This, but I know for a fact they do not give that parrot mouthwash.
No, but you need that something that kills bacteria.
Parrots will swallow the mouthwash, and mouthwash is not.
They're
good
smart.
For parrots. Did you know you can't Fun spray fact, Febreze around birds?
Why not?
I didn't know that.
I don't know why.
Fun fact, Andrew Jackson's parrot had to be kicked out of his funeral because it was cursing so much.
That sounds accurate.
Because its owner cursed so much.
Well, Andrew Jackson was a bad guy, so.
He was a bad guy. Not a fan of the Trail of Tears.
No. No one was.
Yeah. Well.
Well, white people. Back then.
Okay. I haven't thought of a voice. We'll do it after the next song. Anyone? Right. You guys have any song suggestions?
Go to Wimfo.
Episode 7?
Episode 7.
Alright, here's our next song. We're gonna do Kids in 99 by Death Cab for Cutie.
Alright.
Here we go.
Welcome back. That was a song that was brought up to me by Spotify itself, custom tailored for me under new releases. I can call it Spotify, right? We're on a first name basis.
It's no, Mrs.com.
Yeah. So Spotify.
As far as jokes go, that was weak. No, but I got a good response, so I'll take it.
It was like dumb, but I loved it. It was amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, so that joke was sponsored by RPSA.
About, I think, driving safely. So I think So
we can't do this. We can't do this unless we're going to do it the right way, you know?
Okay, okay, all right. Then a whole all right. Well, today's thing is about driving safely. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks. Rex. I'm sorry. I'm trying to multitask here. All right. I'm just going to look for generic ukulele music.
Ooh.
We love some ukulele music.
Or I would also take Tiny Tim, the least generic.
Tiny Tim?
Yeah.
He's the one that does all of the ukulele in SpongeBob.
Oh, I thought you meant the song.
I love SpongeBob. All right. I'm just going to... let's find...
I've seen happier. Okay.
This okay. So slow paced.
I know. Search maybe happy, a little upbeat.
Did you search happy ukulele music?
I searched ukulele music.
You gotta add the ukulele music add the keywords, upbeat. My friend. You got it. Upbeat Man, works too.
I don't know who's here has been to Hawaii, but I would love to go to Hawaii again.
This is good.
Hawaii is superb.
All right. I'm also gonna. Okay. So today's voice. This is a thing I do every week. I read it in a voice. So I've done it in an Irish accent, Scottish accent, an English person trying to speak Spanish, a Spanish person trying to speak English. It's all sorts of fun. Today is going to be an action movie voice.
Ooh.
Coupled with upbeat ukulele music, this should we'll see how this sounds. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. P.S. I can't do it.
You've started. Once you start, you have to finish it.
A few facts about text and driving. Fact number one. A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver this summer. Fact number two. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.8%. 0.08%.
8% alcohol.
That's 0.8%. It was 0.0.
A lot of alcohol.
Wow, that voice is exhausting. I don't know how Batman does it.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Fact number three. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens.
All right. The end.
Number one.
The end.
Wow.
Okay. Where's your wrap up? Where's your trailer wrap up?
That was.
I think I did the coming soon to a theater near you.
Yeah,
you know?
That was good.
Rated what?
Rated NC-17.
Oh, that's good too. That's good too.
For joy. Anyways.
Yeah, so.
So that was.
That's interesting. I want to talk a little bit about. This is going to be boring to most people. I did some research earlier this year where we had people do a distracting task while, like, in a driving simulator.
Oh, you're not doing a psych study, are you?
It was a psych study. And people did better when they were distracted versus when they were not distracted.
Okay, well, I don't think we should be advising distracted
driving. I'm not saying you should.
It sounds like what
I'm
you're
just
trying
saying,
to
I'm
say.
Just saying based on my research. It is
your research, which is definitely more qualified
all in
than
all,
just
being distracted while driving is a bag of contradiction. So be careful out
so
there.
So what's a good distraction while driving?
Music was actually the worst one based on my study. You're best off like doing something that would be like tangentially related. So if you were in the car and you're like not really paying attention to the road or anything, but you're counting how many like trees go by or signs go by, you're gonna do better reaction time wise.
Okay,
then you would
no,
be
that's different.
Not
we're talking
then
about
you would
like
be not distracted
ben,
with anything.
That's not the kind of distracted driving we're talking about. We're talking about like using your phone while you're driving,
like eyes you off really, the road.
So but are also, you saying no? Are you saying that texting while driving helps people focus better?
I wasn't really making that claim.
You're just wrong.
I also did this other study or part of the study where somebody was watching a video of somebody else playing Mario Kart and counting how many coins they collected.
Oh, I want to play Mario Kart.
Okay, so
they were counting
Mario Kart. How many coins the person playing got, which it had audio, it had video over the driving, and they did better than not distracted at all. It's pretty weird, right?
Yeah, but here
not
at WMFO,
we
do not
even, advising it.
Ben is not advising texting while driving.
I'm just discussing interesting research I did.
Yeah, that's fake and false.
Well, I think you were part of the study, so that would be your fault.
I was part of the study?
I think so.
Wait, how?
I think I had you do it.
I think
you were a research subject.
Was I?
Or participant as...
I don't remember doing any. That sounds cool. I wish I did. I don't think I did.
I'm almost 100% sure you were
I'm almost like... I have no idea, honestly.
Do you have a song?
I don't know. You know, we played, you know, Emma mentioned the Simon and Garfunkel song, and I'm really feeling, there's a song on my mind earlier that's, like, from the same playlist I have all my Simon and Garfunkel stuff. What is it? I just love that, like, I have a song for you guys. It's a classic. The older audiences out there would like it. At my dad, who doesn't like talking about Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Too bad.
Anyways, Academy Award winning film.
Academy Award swimming film. It's swimming in Oscars. It got 11,000 nominations.
Every nomination.
Every single one times four.
For like 8 years.
Here is Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love lift be off. With you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. Now it's time.
Hello and welcome back. So we have some announcements for you.
First
of which is you are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Thank you so much for your patronage.
Yeah.
And we have a sadder announcement than that.
So it's August. Summer's coming to an end. And this is the penultimate week of Miami Blizzard, but it will be my last week here. I'll be out of town next week, and I think Ben will just commandeer the show and maybe have some guest stars. I don't know what he has planned, but I'm sure something great.
A plan.
But I will.
A thing I have. Yep.
I will not be here. But we're looking to create a sequel in the fall, so stay tuned for that.
Stay attuned.
We don't know what time it's going to be yet. But who knows?
Hopefully, being a junior helps. I don't really know exactly how they.
Well, you've done like three. This is like your. This would be like your fourth show, so I think.
I think they'll let me. I just put down a pencil on the paper and that's what it is.
Yeah. And I can help lobby. I don't have much pull, but like we can make it happen. We can get a good we'll get a good slot.
We'll make it convenient so nobody book anything for the next couple of weeks we get our time.
Yeah, we get first dibs and
on your schedule and ours.
That goes without saying.
So just keep it free.
If our show's from 3 to 4 a.m. because that's the only slot they have, then we expect every single person.
Every single one of you. How many of them? A lot, I'm sure.
Roughly 11.
Roughly all 11 of you and us. That's going to be 13 people.
14, actually. 14 Hello, 14 listeners. 14. How are you?
Hello, callers.
All right, so I think it's time to put on our last song.
Yeah,
I'd love to put on Closing Time, but I think it's better if we put on a song from your playlist.
No, we can. No.
I don't want to play Closing Time.
Well,
should we?
Well, now yes. Ben wants to play Closing Time.
You could do that or Mr. Brightside. I feel like those are like the two.
I feel like Mr. Brightside is explicit.
Is it?
What about?
Yes, I think it is.
What about we just play one of your songs?
I don't know what songs I have there.
What about Wild Roses by Of Monsters
and
Men?
We already played it.
Oh, we did. How about Out to Sea? Did we play that one?
No, I think that's fine. I don't know if I'm obsessed with it.
Why don't you play Los Angeles by St. Vincent?
You know what? I think since it is my last show, we're going to play Closing Time.
Okay.
I thought so too.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Why don't we splurge?
Treat yourself.
Or we could do like Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Okay.
Let's do Closing Time.
Okay. Maybe I'll start next show with Wake Me Up When September Ends.
It's such an homage sad song. To my. All right. Peace out, guys.
Bye.
It's been a great summer. Adios.